in the limelight. Everyone who visits the Sultanate could easily testify. Oman is different from other countries of the Persian Gulf region. Its people are warm, talkative, and proud. Despite the fact that Oman is poorer than Bahrain or Saudi Arabia, it actually feels richer because there is no extreme misery there. The citizens are clearly well taken care of. Andrei Belcik, a philosopher, novelist, filmmaker, and investigative journalist, and also a writer that penned a number of books, including China and Ecological Civilization, is more on the atmosphere of this Persian Gulf nation, the Sultanate of Oman, in his own tongue, in a feature titled Oman, Not Like the Rest of the Persian Gulf Arab Nations. He describes Oman's friendly relations with Iran, Yemen, and Syria totally different from those of Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and Bahrain. Please stay with us. While in Saudi Arabia during Ramadan, outrageous wasting of food and wealth flashing are performed on a daily basis. Oman is quietly trying to save children in neighboring Yemen instead. An airport employee, Mohammed, explained to me, "My country is habitually sending 2 flights per week to neighboring Yemen. During Ramadan, the frequency increases. Our airplanes bring gravely injured and very sick men, women, and children to Oman. Here they get first-rate and free medical treatment. Our doctors are trying to save their lives as if they were our own people. Yemeni people are our brothers." This is quite shocking considering that Saudi Arabia is actually bombing big parts of Yemen back to the Stone Age, while an Omani neighbor, the United Arab Emirates, is occupying the coastal area of Yemen, including its most important port of Aden. The Syrians also have plenty of good things to say about Oman. I've heard praise all over the country. In turn, the Syrian government is generally admired by the people of Oman. Oman has always maintained diplomatic relations with Damascus and never joined any coalition that has been trying to destabilize or to overthrow the legitimate Syrian administration. All this is in sharp contrast to Saudi Arabia, a country that has been, for years, on behalf of the West and the usurper regime of Israel, injecting and then supporting various terrorist organizations that have been brutalizing millions of Syrian citizens. Oman does not have any U.S. or EU military bases on its territory. It does not need them. It is not at war with anybody, and it is not trying to overthrow any regional government. Hosting strategic bombers, U.S. Navy ships, and Central Command are not how Oman's rulers want to guarantee their country's prosperity. Instead, there is a magnificent opera house near the coast in Muscat. Next to it, a lavish public palace dedicated to the arts. Despite the proximity of some luxury five-star hotels, the beach remains public. The ruler of Oman apparently loves music and arts. A shocking contrast to places such as Saudi Arabia, where the arts and music are discouraged. I spoke to Omani people, and they appear to be satisfied with their lives and with the direction in which their country is evolving. I stopped a group of Sunni Muslims leaving a mosque and asked them about Sunnis and Shiites, as well as their feelings towards Iran. The Shia, they replied, are our brothers. Here it is nothing like in Saudi Arabia, where they kill Shia Muslims, nothing like in Bahrain, where most of the people are Shia, but are treated with horrible spite, often having to live in total misery. We do not differentiate and do not discriminate against Shia. In Oman, we intermarry, and it is not a big deal. Sometimes we break the fast together and we bring gifts to each other. We help our neighbors when they are in trouble, and it matters nothing whether they are Sunni or Shia. Almost everybody here feels great sympathy for Iran and its people. My driver has traveled to Iran's capital, Tehran, and its southern city of Shiraz on 9 occasions. He admires Iran's culture as well as the kindness and determination of the Iranian people. He strongly believes that they have the full right to live their own lives, free from the illegal sanctions imposed on them by Washington. A group of worshippers also expressed great admiration for Syria and its government. Their support for the Palestinians and their outrage over the Israeli actions and apartheid appears to be genuine, not hypocritical or theoretical. I have always felt comfortable, even during my previous visits, but this time in the era of global madness that is being spread by the West, I felt greatly impressed by the wisdom, kindness, and civility of this sultanate, which possesses a big heart and an impressive understanding of the global situation. Oman has now turned into an introverted nation and stayed as such for many decades. Then when it began opening up to the world, it did it on its own terms without becoming subordinate to foreign interests. While Oman's Durham port is now theoretically open to British ships, Oman is not hosting any permanent U.S. military bases like those located all around Saudi Arabia and Qatar. Oman is maintaining a very close relationship with Iran, and no pressure from the West is managing to change this reality. And while to the world it is now opening up, it does not mean that the world is exclusively the West. Sure, for my taste, there are still too many reports in the local newspapers taken from the AFP and other Western press agencies and sources. Omani people are not immune to the official narrative which is being injected into all the corners of the world by the West. But that is only a small part of this story. Interacting with Omani people, I realized that they are much more knowledgeable about the world than the rest of the Persian Gulf Arabs. What is especially significant is that China is becoming a close friend and an ally of Oman. This mutually beneficial relationship is to stay. My good acquaintance, a Chinese diplomat based in the Persian Gulf, told me on the condition of anonymity, China and Oman share a profound friendship of over 1,200 years. As early as 750 AD, a great Omani voyager, Abu Ubaid, made his journey to Luangju, China, and marked the beginning of the friendly exchanges between China and Oman, and also the exchanges between Chinese civilization and Arabic civilization. Remarkably, that happened in a historic period when the West was plundering and murdering its own people, as well as the populations of the surrounding areas. On April 30th, 2019, the Oman Observer, in an article, Sultanate Important Partner in Building Belt and Road, interviewed Ms. Li Lingbing, the ambassador of China to Oman. Li Lingbing stressed the Sultanate's important role in the Belt and Road Initiative, pointing out the traditional friendly relations between the two countries and the important role of the Sultanate on the Belt and Road since ancient times. The Omani and Chinese sides announced last year the establishment of a strategic partnership and signed the Belt and Road Cooperation Document. Oman officially joined the Circle of Friends of Belt and Road, she said in a press conference held at the Chinese embassy in Muscat. She noted that the Sultanate and China share a long historical heritage, adding that Oman enjoys an important geographical location and excellent ports such as Durham, Salalah, and Sahar that have a natural advantage in participating in building the Belt and Road. It appears that Oman is one sane nation in the middle of a region which has been colonized and usurped by the West. Oman's rulers are more interested in the well-being of their people than in amassing wealth for the few through shameless collaboration with Washington, London, Paris, and Tel Aviv. According to Dr. Hamid Al-Hamami, an Omani citizen and the regional director of a UN office. Oman is a special place in the region. We play a neutral, impartial role and mind our own business. We support countries and people in need when we can, like Yemen and Syria, on humanitarian grounds. Oman is no one's colony. It is now close to China. It is close to Iran. It helps the devastated people of Yemen, and it does what it can for Syria. It keeps friendly relations with the West and with other countries in the Persian Gulf, but it takes no dictates from anyone. It has managed to survive this way for decades. As a result, it is liked and deeply respected by most of the people of West Asia.